We've been getting different views on how the economic situation is impacting on different sectors in Barbados in a panel discussion mounted by the Central Bank of Barbados. That discussion was assessing the latest report of the Financial Services Commission. And one of those speaking to the issue was Anthony Pilgrim of the Credit Union Movement.
Well, it's impacting certainly because it is difficult to grow your balance sheet. But one of the challenges that I think we've seen, though, we've seen a spike in non-performing loans. Mm-hmm. That is one of the direct consequences of the difficult economic environment. So as finance institutions, we really have to work much harder as it relates to how we manage our loan book, writing quality business, and we also need to be appropriately aggressive as it relates to following up non-performing loans. And, of course, sitting with our members and helping them to work through these difficult situations, to restructure loans, et cetera, as necessary. But definitely that's one of the big impacts, the spike in non-performing loans. And we in the credit union sector, and I know the banking sector and the finance companies would also probably have experienced this, there has been somewhat of an increase in NPLs from 7.5% to about 8.9%. Mm-hmm. And we need obviously going forward to work much harder as a sector to make sure that metric does not get out of line. Non-performing loans essentially are loans that have not been serviced for a period of in excess of 90 days, typically. And obviously, loans that are not serviced, they present a risk because at the end of the day, as a financial institution, you have a fiduciary responsibility to manage your assets and the management prudently. So therefore, you really want loans on your books that are performing. So it impacts your balance sheet. It impacts specifically your income statement. And obviously, it could also impact your capital as well, ultimately. So you want to make sure that non-performing loans are kept to what I consider prudent, which is normally less than 5% of your loan book.
Anthony Pilgrim. But Donna Wellington of the banking sector paints a somewhat different picture.
I do want to add, though, that in the commercial banking sector, we have not seen that kind of spike. We've actually seen declines. Yeah. What I would say is that it must be remembered that we have had 10 years of challenge. This is not the first year of challenge. And so when the recession first happened in the U.S. and so on, and in North America, and even in the U.K., between 2008 and up to, long ago, that was the challenging time for us. At that point, our non-performing loans went up to about 12. We're now seeing them come down again because we have worked through a lot of the challenge that we had with those non-performing loans. Certainly, the large ones, commercial non-performing loans, were higher at that time. There were hotels that were challenged. There were all sorts of businesses that were challenged. But we have seen a regularization of most of that. And so when we do see little spikes now, it would be because of individuals, because of unemployment and so on. But we are working very hard with those individuals, and we try to lead that off pretty quickly in order to make sure that we don't see those spikes again.
And Ed Clark says the insurance industry in the country has faced years of constant contraction, and they now have to look at spreading the risk on the investment side.
As you know, in the past, most of the companies and banks and insurance companies and institutions were allowed to invest in foreign investments, a small percentage. Well, that dried up for a number of years, and we are hoping that would reopen since things seem to be on the way up. It is essential that we spread our risk in our investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. The way the insurance industry and the regulation of the statutory funds are structured currently, and I know they're under review. So, Melissa, I know they're under review. But the way they're structured currently is very risk-averse, and you're basically forced into buying government paper in Barbados, government instruments. No, they've dried up, as we all know. So the industry, the long-term industry in Barbados, has got to find alternative channel for investment.
Ed Clark of Sagicor.
Here's a Sagicor tip. Having health insurance doesn't guarantee good health, but it certainly helps with some sort of relief. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor for more information.